Welcome to Tus Education. Now get ready to listen to podcast title, Witching Hour. Podcast 1, Episode 2, Love Potion, No, 9.
Welcome back to the Witching Hour! I'm your host, Luna. And today we have a special episode lined up for you. In this episode, we'll be discussing the infamous Love Potion No. 9. And the unexpected consequences that can arise from trying to manipulate love. Joining me again are Selene and Jasper, ready to share their experiences.
I can't wait to dive into this one. Love potions sound romantic, but they can be a slippery slope.
Oh, absolutely. I once tried to brew a love potion for my crush, and let's just say it didn't go as planned.
What happened, Jasper?
Well, I followed a recipe I found online, but I misread one of the ingredients. Instead of rose petals, I accidentally used dried chili flakes.
Oh no, that must have been quite the spicy situation.
You have no idea. My crush ended up with a burning sensation and a very confused expression. Not exactly the romantic evening I envisioned.
That's hilarious! Selene, have you had any love potion mishaps?
Yes, I once tried a potion to rekindle a flame with an old boyfriend. I thought I could use a little magic to spark things up.
And how did that go?
Let's just say, instead of rekindling romance, I ended up attracting a swarm of bees. I had to run for my life.
Bees? That's quite the unexpected twist!
I know. It taught me that love is not something you can force. It has to come naturally.
Exactly. And sometimes the universe has its own plans for us.
So, what advice would you give to our listeners who might be tempted to try a love potion?
I'd say focus on self-love first. When you love yourself, you attract the right kind of energy.
And if you want to enhance your love life, try spells that promote positivity and connection rather than manipulation.
Great advice! Remember, listeners, love should be genuine and not forced. Join us next week as we explore another spell gone wrong. Until next time, keep your hearts open and your intentions pure. Blessed be.